In Wrangell, there's no mortuary. The deceased are sent to Ketchikan for embalming and cremation. Caskets are purchased from a funeral home or retailer off the island. So pastors like Kim Haggard of Wrangell's Harbor Light Church don't just provide the religious ceremonies. He often walks families through the final arrangements as well.
I love our small community, but it does present some challenges, especially at a time when we're all grieving.
Haggard and the families do manage it. They have to. But those final arrangements now have an added challenge. The city is running out of burial plots. Haggard is aware of this, and it's why he encourages cremation. But he wouldn't want any family to have to go against the final wishes of a parent or spouse if they prefer their body be intact.
It's really one of those things where we don't want to put an additional burden on the family. They're already dealing with the loss. Then on top of the fact of, okay, now we're going to have to change those wishes of somebody that we love, that can be really difficult.
There are only 5 burial plots remaining in Wrangell's 2 city-owned cemeteries, according to City Clerk Kim Lane. Once they're gone, the alternatives are not looking promising. At Sunset Garden Cemetery, there's extra land for up to a dozen plots, but Lane says the land can't be excavated.
They found that areas that were outside of the areas that the plots are surveyed for have large roots and such and are not suitable for digging.
Then there is the older Memorial Cemetery. The city acquired the cemetery in the 1940s, but folks were buried there long before that. When the city went looking for more grave space there, it wound up in an awkward situation.
When the crew in the past had gone to dig a plot, there were some times when they would find that the plots were occupied.
Lane says plenty of burials don't have markers in that cemetery. Wooden crosses could have very well deteriorated over the years with no one to replace them.
So there are quite a few plots that, cemetery plots that are marked unknown because we don't know, there was no marker or headstone or whatnot to say who had been buried there before the city took it over.
The city continues to discuss developing other land parcels for more space. The former Wrangell Institute property is at the top of its list, but nothing has been decided on. Cremation is becoming more common and could ease pressure on Wrangell's few remaining burial plots. Lane says the last body burial was 1 year ago, but since the start of the year, 7 urns of ashes have been placed in plots or in the niches of the columbarium, leaving 22 niches available for purchase. Anticipating a shortage there, the city recently bought another columbarium for $50,000. That structure should be available for interment this spring. While city officials are hopeful that these new facilities will accommodate everyone who wants to remain eternally in this tiny island town, a final answer to Wrangell's burial problem remains to be seen. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.